Now, you might be missing Britt, who has not been on the show for the last couple of weeks, and that's because she's been in the jungle, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but she's still not here on the show. To make up for it, we have another celebrity from the show joining us right now.
We feel like we haven't spoken, and we haven't spoken to Britt in like close to a month, so the nearest person to her is the wonderful celebrity chef. You know him from MasterChef. You know him from the jungle. It is Khan Ong. He's joining us now. Hi, Khan.
Hi, Khan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, listen, really good. We're really good. You sound peppy for someone who's just got out of the jungle. Have you had a Barocca or something? Have they given you some carbohydrates?
Mate, 3 weeks in there, like, would you not be happy to get out and get some coffee and get some food into you as well?
Oh, my God, totally. No, it'd be the first thing I run for. What was the first thing you went for? Like, they give you a meal, right? Production give you, is it your favourite meal when you get eliminated? What did you have?
Yeah, so you get to ask for a meal, but first I had, like, a handful of, like, peanut M&Ms. I had a couple of coffees. I had some sour lollies. And then I got my meal, which was, like, a ribeye with chimichurri, some hot chips and a salad, and that was absolutely to die for.
Oh my God, Khan, I want to know, like, watching the show, and I've watched every episode, like, it's such a brilliant season. It feels like the cast genuinely, like, it's a bit of a love fest. Like, you all really love each other. Is there anyone in there that you didn't really gel with, or is it exactly like what we saw? Are you all just actually BFFs inside the camp?
Nah, it's all for show. We hated each other, especially Britt and I. We were feuding the entire time.
Good to know. Yeah, yeah. That's what we were wondering, to be honest with you, because it seems like you hated each other's guts.
Yeah, no. To be honest, everyone got along really well. It was just like school camp where we're all just excited to be there, to be silly and have fun with each other. And it's a great time to also get to know new people that you probably would never run into in real life.
I would love to know, how is Britt going in there? Because we've seen little snippets of how she is. I mean, she did a disgusting food challenge the other night. But how is she actually going?
Okay, so all she cared about was Ben and missing Ben and how much she wanted to see Ben and how much time she wasn't spending with him, and the fact that when she went into the jungle, she missed out on a little trip to see him. So there was a lot of Ben chat. She took to it like a duck to water. Like, it was like incredible. She was smashing all the challenges, all the trials, the entire way. And she's massively talkative. So she had great stories. She was inquisitive. She was listening to everyone, and she helped in the kitchen with me. So I was very happy to have her there.
Khan, how do you think they're going to go now that you're no longer in the jungle? Since you've been doing all the cooking and all the meal prep for the crew, like, how do you think they're actually going to survive?
Well, I spent every night with a new sous chef, and Ellie and Steven were really, really into it. So I reckon they'll be fine, because they were watching, they were asking me questions. So I think they know the style of cooking I do, because I kind of kept it pretty similar most nights, where we would have like a stir fry rice of some sort, and I would use like the off-cuts from the vegetables to make the flavour. Yeah. That burns all of the off-cuts to make flavour for the rice. So I think they're going to be fine. Although I did watch a little bit when I left yesterday, just in the control room, and Skye and Ellie were like, we have no idea how to make beans and rice.
Khan, who do you think is actually going to win the show?
For me, Skye is incredible. We've seen her like just grow so much. She's so intelligent and so brave. But Britt is in with a real chance. And I know that she's going to hate that because she wants to take some time off to try and see Ben. But I reckon she's going to be there right until the end. So I think people just need to vote to make sure that she actually gets back home at the end.
All right, well, there you go. Khan Ong, everyone. He didn't win, but he's here on the pickup, which is a great
It's like getting
place.
A highly commended.
Totally. Yeah.
It's like getting a participation exactly award at the end of a show.
All right, well, you can vote for our Britt so she can win the thing on 10 Play. Go 10 votes per day, and the votes will just get her that crown. It's what we need.